Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan and I'm on mission staff here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from Revelation. And we're actually just going to be jumping into the middle part of this reading and read it through the end. It's a lengthy reading, and so I just wanted to give you the meat of what is going on in this passage. So here we go. Amen. The faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation, says this. I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything. And yet, do you not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked? I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments to put on so that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. I will give the victor to the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and sit with my Father on this throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Okay, so at the beginning of this passage, this angel is talking to this church, and he's talking to them about how they are lukewarm. And the angel says something really interesting and actually says that he would rather them be cold or hot instead of lukewarm. And so this angel would rather them prefer to take a side of good and evil versus being lukewarm and in the middle. The Lord likes whenever we make a decision and whenever we choose sides, and he especially likes when we choose the good side, right? But there's something in him that doesn't like whenever we just sit in the middle and say that we have committed to being a Christian, yet we live a life that isn't fully committed. And this is what he means by the hot and the cold and the lukewarm. And the angel goes on to say that they say that they are rich and affluent and have no need of anything. And this is the source of their lukewarmness. And so often in our world, especially in American culture, it's just so easy to be lukewarm and to not care about anything or to not care fully about things because there's so much happening in our life. And so what we need to do, as the angel says, is we need to trade our riches for the gold that is refined by fire so that we may become rich. But wait a second. He just told us that we were rich and so we have no need of anything. So we need to get gold in order to be rich. But the difference between the possessions that the person had before and the possessions that the angel is talking about now is that this gold is refined by fire. And this fire, of course, is the fire of love. It's the fire we see in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And this is what's going to refine us in our day-to-day moments. It's the sacrifices where we lay our lives down. When we trade the wealth of this world for the wealth of heaven is when we find the fire that will purify our hearts. And we can look to the example that's actually in today's gospel, where Zacchaeus and Jesus meet each other, and Jesus invites himself into Zacchaeus's home. And because of that, Zacchaeus sells half of his possessions in order just to have Jesus there and to make his heart and his home ready to have Jesus occupy him there. And what Zacchaeus found was that the riches that he sold were not comparable to the riches he gained in Jesus Christ. And so whatever you have in your life, whatever you're still holding on to that needs to be given up today, maybe it's your anxieties or your stresses. Maybe it's a relationship that's not going well for you, or whatever it is, whatever those riches that you are holding on to that actually aren't producing wealth for you. The Lord is telling you today that if you give those up, he will supply for you in an abundant fashion, to where you will still remain rich, but your richness will actually be in the wealth of heaven. And this is such good news because the wealth of heaven doesn't expire on us. And the Lord is the one who keeps it, and he keeps it for eternity. And so today I ask that you just take to prayer, like, what is something that you need to surrender to the Lord, and how do we give that back to him? He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me." If we open the door to what the Lord is asking for our lives, he will be with us. And what a joy that is, because with him comes peace and love and eternal life. This has been a scripture passage reflection on Revelation from today's first reading. Again, my name is Megan. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and the events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and have a great and blessed day.